Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving too.
Just click on the big deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, right after Party Line, WILO and Boone 102.7 bring you a moment of pure positivity. It's the pet of the day. In partnership with the Clinton County Humane Society, we shine the spotlight on adoptable dogs and cats just waiting to meet their new best friend. Maybe that's you. You'll hear their names, their stories, and what makes each one special. Whether they're playful pups, curious kittens, or wise old souls, these shelter residents are ready for a forever home. So tune in, fall in love, and help spread the word. Because sometimes, the right tail wag or gentle purr is just a broadcast away. That's Pet of the Day, every Tuesday and Thursday, only on WILO and Boone 102.7, where every animal has their moment to shine. Brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Travelers Point Distillery, and Blue Fox Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Proud supporter of Second Chances and Furry Friends.
The nice weather for hopefully today and most of tomorrow before the rain comes in tomorrow night would be a good time to get out and adopt a pet at the Humane Society of Clinton County.
I agree wholeheartedly.
So lots of kitty cats out there and puppy dogs and all kinds of things. So if you're so inclined, go out there and check out the animals at the Humane Society. By the way, Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is graciously presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast, that's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Your turn.
My turn?
Your turn. I got to catch my breath.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot to tie. I need to get her an oxygen tank instead of over here. But in-house
that's just because I'm out of shape. That's two totally different things.
Yeah, like I'm not. That's the reason why we didn't do the walk.
I was sitting here watching her. She's reading it. I'm going, take a breath, take a breath.
Yeah. You know what? After you do it a couple of times, you kind of get in a rhythm. And
have you done it all with just one breath?
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I don't think I could either.
I don't think I could do one breath. But
In-house, it's a nice you can group. Hear that voice, familiar in-house voice of Anita Stewart, Executive Director of United Way. And Mother's Day yesterday, you were talking about having a fantastic Mother's Day.
Yes, I did. I was just telling you guys, I was pretty spoiled. You know, when you get my age, there's not really a whole lot you want. I just want my kids to wish me happy Mother's Day, and they kept coming, and I have a card and another card. And then at church, the girls made cards. They were hiding them in the car, and I got cards, and Jocelyn came and gave me a flower and dumped it on the carpet. So that was fun. So it was just, you know, it was an all day long thing. You know, we didn't do anything special. I went outside and we played and blow bubbles. And it was just a nice, relaxing Mother's Day, you know?
Yeah. I was telling Mel I got a unique gift from my son, and all our kids did contact us. But in our old house when we lived, there was some wallpaper, and when he was a little baby, he'd sit in his high chair and he'd pick off the wallpaper. Wow. And I said, don't do that. Well, they found a piece of that wallpaper and put it as backing, and then two little pictures of him in his high chair on there, and gave it to me in a frame yesterday. And I'm like, I love those presents that are just, you know, special. Takes you back to a certain place. So it was really great as well.
How was your Mother's Day, Melissa?
I worked all weekend, but I planted flowers instead. My daughter and I went, and we bought a bunch of flowers together. Okay. We always do that every year. Carrie and I go, and we get our flowers, and the littles go, and they shop for mommy for flowers, and that's always fun. So yesterday I was planting mine, she was planting hers, and I got the FaceTime call from the kids, you know, all the grandkids. I talk to them daily. But I got the FaceTime call, and all I could see was Lainey trying to pick the flowers out as fast as what mom was getting them in. So it was pretty entertaining. So, and then I heard from my son, too. So,
well, happy Mother's Day, belated to all of the mothers out there. So what do you have happening right now? We've got a whole page in front of us, so I know you're not doing nothing.
We don't do anything.
I know. My goodness. You're always busy, too.
Always something going on, or preparing, you know, usually things we do, you're planning 2 or 3 months ahead of time for it to happen when it needs to happen. So that's kind of like what we're doing. We have the big event on July 23rd. I think Corey, if she was here, I think she's calling it Waddle Back to, or Back to School Waddle is what she's calling it. And so I think I've talked about it before, but National Night Out is a police officer's event, and they've always invited us there. We've passed out backpacks, but because of how school starts, we talked to them and said, is there a way you can move your date? And they said, no, it's a national thing that they do. And I think they receive funds and stuff that they do it on those dates. So we are going to separate from them this year. We might do something else to help them that night, to have some fun with them. But right now we are changing that to Thursday night. It's July the 23rd. It's at the TPA Park. A lot of fun things happening. So if your kids need backpacks, it's going to be that night and not in August. So it'll be Thursday evening from 5 to 8. And it will have the backpacks, which will be free. We are going to do something a little bit different for the high school students, because they don't need as many supplies. So we contacted the high schools to get ideas of maybe what they need.
Right.
So we'll have a table set up just for them. Schools are supposed to be there with their mascots. We've got the jumpy balloons. We'll have some... Danielle Coomer will be having the food thing open at the little, I don't know if they call it, the shelter house. So she'll have food there for people. They'll be giving physicals out for only $10 before the kids go back to school. There's a lot of resource tables. You can buy your ducks, the last chance to buy your ducks for the race. And so we're pretty excited, and it takes a lot of work. So Corey's been doing a great job working on that event. So
good plan. Chance to get your ducks in a row before
get our
school
ducks
starts,
in a row.
Right? There we go.
That's right. It was just a story.
Thank you for getting her started.
Black.
See, Anita and I together is even worse.
I know.
Oh, gosh. So that's probably one of the big events. We are finally finishing up the grants. We had 19 non-for-profits actually sign up. So we've gone through all of our calls and their board members and stuff like that. So we meet this week, the committee, which is two committee. We have a committee called the allocations team. So there's two community people, there's two board members, and two staff that are on it. So you get a variety of different ideas, thoughts. We all see different things and how they help. So we'll be making those decisions. It's just really hard. I mean, I think we have close to $400,000 in requests for grants this year. And of course, we don't have that much. We only have $280,000 to give out. So it makes it really hard because you just want to give them all money because they all do great things in the community. I mean, this year we got a couple people who applied who are doing different things that have always done the same thing before. So that's exciting to see. And Camp Column is one of those that's doing something different. So I'm really excited to see them do something different. And they've always been a partner for with us for a long time. So, yeah, that's exciting. And then at the end of May, we'll take that to the board, and then we'll make a recommendation to the board. And if so, then we will get their grant started, and their funds start in July and go till June. So
Anita
wrapping
Stewart,
that up.
Anita Stewart is the executive director of United Way. She's our guest on Party Line today.
So we talked ducks.
Duck.
We didn't talk derby completely. We talked about your last chance to get your duck.
Okay. Well, duck sales actually start this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's
yes.
what I thought.
Okay.
That's
They're
what I
starting.
Thought.
So we will have that out on social media. The ducks are still $10 for one, and I didn't bring, I know there's a quack pack, and they've got some different names that you can buy the ducks. We don't have it finalized, but Corey did a great job of getting sponsorships this year. So we are looking at having a second race where there will only be like 100 ducks. They cost a little bit more, but then the prize is bigger. So I can't give all that out yet because I don't know what those numbers are, and I can just kind of give you a teaser, but I know that that's coming. We're also looking at doing a couple of slide things with the ducks. Now, people can't be inside of the fence, but they can watch from the outside.
Yeah.
So we'll do the normal, you know, around the Lazy River and doing a couple other different events. So we're trying to make it a little bit more fun. We did decide not to do the Jeeps this year. So we were parking on the grass and trying to find a place for them. We thought, let's try it one year without it because we're going to have all the bouncy balloon, all the backpack, and we didn't want Jeeps coming in with kids around. So we're going to try it one year without the Jeeps. But I do like the Jeeps because they sure come in decorated really cool.
Those are fun, yes.
Yeah. So the ducks will go until that evening, probably an hour before we actually shut down everything to do the duck race. So did I answer your question? I know you guys are just dying to get ducks because you always get
we
ducks.
We do like we ducks.
Always, yeah, we always get ducks. Yep.
Well, we like the names of the ducks. That's the that's the fun thing to see what our ducks'
I'm
names
kind of
are.
Name I'm kind of fascinated, though, by this other duck race, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Look at her. She's just not giving any more on that.
Well, I can tell you they're going to be have some green on them. How's that?
Oh.
Oh, your favorite color. Here
Is
we
that
go.
Your favorite color?
Well, green and yellow are my two favorite colors, yes.
Well, it's a yellow duck with green on it.
Look at that.
Just for you.
It's got my name all over it, doesn't it?
I know this past Saturday, you guys had a lot of, there's been some, well, in fact, the last two weekends. You guys have been extremely busy. You had the Heroes of Hope. Mm-hmm. Talk about the success of that program. That program has just grown by leaps and bounds.
It has. The Heroes of Hope is put together by Rotary, Healthy Communities, Indiana United Way, Clinton County United Way, Healthy Communities. So what we do is we get together, and it's just there's health screenings. It's kind of like the old, remember the hospital a long time ago used to do the health fair?
Oh, yeah.
It's very similar to that. So there's a lot of health screening going on, and then there's free things to people in the community. You know, you don't have to come in and show your, you know, your financial status or anything. Like there's underwear. We had our Bomba socks out. We got another 5,000 pair of socks. We want to make sure people can stay warm. They have underwear. United Way actually gave out food baskets. So we got that from ConAgra, provided pancakes and syrup mix. We had eggs from Rose Acred, a lot of eggs, 250 eggs. So people got eggs. And then we made up these bags, and we got the idea from Clinton Prairie, so which was really nice. So people could take a bag of food. It had everything they needed in it. So if you wanted spaghetti, and so it had spaghetti and meatballs. We had tuna casserole. We had chicken fettuccine, and then we had teriyaki chicken. So the meats were in the can. Like, these meatballs you can actually buy in a pack at Walmart, and they actually taste pretty good. And you just open up and eat them out of the pack is what I did. But anyway, there were four different meals, and they could go through and pick up what they needed because food insecurity is a really big deal in our community right now. So if we can help people with food, then they can take that cash they have and pay their electric bill and put gas in their car, those types of things. So just a lot of really nice things there available. And this is our third or fourth year, that we've done that. And it's really nice to see people on the outside. They've got, you know, things for the kids to do. The kids got to plant a little garden thing. they did the sunray bracelets, and they teach them, you know, if you wear a bracelet and it, you know, gets light up, then you need to put your suntan lotion on, and the kids get suntan lotion. So it's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. But it's just a good to see people. It's usually really busy, like in the morning time, like right at 10 o'clock, it's really busy. And then about noon, it slows down, which is okay because I'm pretty tired at that time. I think a lot of us are. And then this past weekend was actually Healthy Communities 5K. And so we're there with them, and we, you know, we're great partners with mm-hmm. them. They do a lot of great things. And that was our first official Duck Sale Day. So it was on Saturday. So
that's exciting as well.
Well, yeah. And with all of that, and you talk about food insecurity, I know one of the things that you guys were helping promote was for people to put, if they had extra non-perishables and stuff, put them by their mailbox.
Yeah.
And you could pick, the mail carriers would just pick them up and they take them back to the post. But what happened? Do you know what happens to that after? Yeah.
So once a year, the post office does this event. This is actually their event, which is a great idea. So if you have non-perishable, your postman will pick it up, and then they'll take it back to the post office, and then the post office collects it, and then they'll take it to our local food banks so people can go get food. So it's a nice, easy way for you to be able to donate, and something the post office does every year, and we're just trying to help promote that, knowing what the food insecurity is. So we also, Clinton Central, at their service day last May, they actually put together the little, I don't know what they call them, they're like pantries. It looks like it's a mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
And so Clinton Central actually put these together. They've painted them, and now they're getting ready to go put them out. Like, I believe there's Forest, Mulberry. It's all out in the county because Frankfort has several food banks.
Sure.
But this is out there, and the students are actually going to make sure that they continue to make sure food's in there. So if anybody has any food they want to drop off at Clinton Central, they will make sure those food gets put into the boxes. And we try to do things that maybe has a pull-off lid. Like if you got ravioli, if you do the pull-off. Because a lot of times you might put a can of soup in there, but they don't have a can opener. You know, so when you think of those things, or maybe it's a Pop-Tart, something simple like that that people can pull open, and maybe put some plastic spoons in there for them to eat with, because they...
Things that I would never have thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I think, oh, donate the can dust, and they never thought about it. You probably don't have a can opener.
Yeah, they don't have can openers, so it doesn't really help them.
Right.
But, one of the things that... we found out from some, because Carroll County's got several of these.
Right.
So it was really cool to find out that this was going to happen here. Anything that's like in a box, cardboard box, because you want non-perishables.
Right.
But anything that's in a cardboard box, drop it down inside a Ziploc bag.
Oh,
because of moisture.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, they are wooden boxes. Yes, they seal up as tight as possible, but they can still pick up a little moisture in there. So, you know, put anything that's in a cardboard box, put it down in a plastic Ziploc.
That's a great idea. I didn't think about that. So maybe we'll even tell the students about that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I didn't find out about it until I was talking to one of the towns that has those, and they were talking about that's one of the things they found out.
Yeah.
They found out the hard way, especially the way we have all these rains and everything that go through. So, but yeah.
So, speaking of food, summer meal program, are we?
Well, United Way is not doing the program. So, the Frankfort High School is doing
it
again.
They took it over.
Yes.
Okay. And they are doing it again.
They're doing it again. So, it's called the Sun Program. If they're interested, you do need to call the Frankfort High School, the cafeteria, be Amanda, who's you want to get a hold of. And Amanda can get you signed up. And the cool thing about it, this is great. They're able to do this. They actually got a grant where you'll get food for 7 days a week. So you'll sign up, and you have to sign up, and I can't tell you the sign-up process, but there's a way to sign up, and you can pick up meals 2 days a week, and you will have breakfast and lunch for 7 days. So if you have six kids, you're going to get enough for all six kids.
Wow.
So they're doing it at the high school and over at Suncrest. So they have two locations that you can pick up. So very important to do that. They said last year people really didn't know about it, so we really want to get that out. Actually, I spoke about that at Heroes of Hope. We made 250 flyers, but yeah, it's very important, especially with right now with food insecurity. It's a great program. Now, they don't cook everything. They prepare everything for you, and they give you a menu on how to actually make it. So you're not picking up hot meals. So you may pick up pancakes, French toast with syrup, you know, that type of thing. But you put in the fridge, and then, you know, you eat it each day, but there will be enough for 7 days a week, which I think was great that they could get that grant.
Yeah, that's like crazy good.
Yeah, very good. we've never been able to do that, so that's good.
And it doesn't matter what school or where your kids go or anything. Well, they just have to call in and get on that list.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble on the air, so let me put it this way. Because they can't do it for the county. So I try to, so United Way was going to do it for Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie, but this year, to get on this program, the schools have to be at 51% of free and reduced lunch, and Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie did not. They were right at 51%, or under 51%. Sure. One was 49, one was at 50, so we could not do it for them. So I can't say.
Right.
I would say call the high school and confirm.
And ask.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And ask.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's a lot of kids, though, in each school.
Yeah.
When people think about that, we have almost half of our children that are getting free or reduced lunches.
Correct. And see, when we did it before, all the county schools except for Rossville was eligible. So, yeah, unfortunately, Central and Prairie did not qualify this year.
Well, I understand, but, you know, it's just hard for me to believe in this world where I just saw a statistic the other day about how much food we throw out. And yet we have people that are hungry in our community. It's just mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we're just as guilty at my house. I mean, I'm not very good with leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I cook like I'm feeding an army or something. Look at me.
Oh, right there with you, sister. I mean, you know. Volunteers are a major part of what you do. I mean, from your board all the way down. So talk about that a little bit and what that means for you folks.
So it's just not for United Way volunteers. We look for our United Way funded agencies are also looking for volunteers. And it varies sometimes. Some things are seasonal. Some things they can help you around, like the big July event we're having. We're going to need lots of volunteers. Instead of doing many different events trying to get volunteers, it's just going to be one huge. I mean, that night alone, we'll probably need about 50 volunteers, you know, but it's just a one-time thing. It's, you know, for a few hours. And so, like, campaign's an excellent time. It might be going out and putting signs out in the yard. It could be printing flyers and putting them in a mailer. You know, it's just, there's always, seems like there's something that somebody can do. I mean, my son came over on Friday and actually did all the heavy lifting for me. I had files that needed to be put in storage, and I needed to mark the boxes. And he came over and was like, okay, I need to just take the time. I didn't lift a box. We went to storage. He organized it for me. I brought things out of storage. I looked at some ducks that are over there waiting to come out. So, but, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of times there's, you know, the agencies that call and say, I have a need. Do you know anything? And so we put it on our Facebook page. It's just United Way for Clinton County. And if you'd like to volunteer, volunteers are critical with what we do.
I agree. We have a pretty large Hispanic population in our community here. How it does seem like sometimes it's hard to get the information out to, you know, folks that speak a different language. What can we do to kind of help conquer that? You know, we offer Clinton County Daily News. So you can do it in Spanish, French, you know, whatever. You can do that. But what else can we do to try and kind of bridge that gap?
Oh, there is a program at the high school that we're using that actually we're using them on that night where the students, oh, the program's going to come to my mind. Esmeralda runs it, where the kids are bilingual and they volunteer to help. So they're actually coming that night so we can make sure that we can communicate, make sure everybody gets their needs. But they love to volunteer in the community. I could get that to you. Man, what?
Crush?
Yeah, it's Crush. That's
yeah,
it.
Crush. Yeah, because we had them on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crush is a very good organization, and they do a great job, and they're excited about helping anybody who needs help. They
okay.
don't need to just speak Spanish. They'll speak to you in English.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So. No, that's good. I always, you know, worry about, can everybody get the information? I want them to know because, you know, there are
right.
so many, like United Way does such a good job of trying to help. Let's make sure they know about it
right.
and everything. So, excellent.
Yeah, we had Esmeralda and mm-hmm. Janie on. Janie Johnson, she's
okay.
the teacher at Frankfort that helps with that program as well. And some of the kids. We had some of the kids here.
Yeah, they're pretty excited and very helpful. I mean, when we need something or I need something translated, they're great at that. Also, Healthy Community has translators there. They'll come and help me with whatever we need as well. So
this is why I like asking you, because you know like what all these people have. Just like I knew you weren't really doing the lunch thing this summer, but you knew who to tell us to go to.
Yeah.
And that is half the battle. You mean, we just need somebody to tell us, oh, yes, we do that in our community. This is where you can get that help.
Yep.
So you're
a
wealth of information. You are. Yes. Coming up this weekend, a little bit off the topic, but St. Matthew is having their big celebration, preschool celebration, yeah. And some of that is attributed to you folks as well.
Oh, we love St. Matthew's. They're such a good partner. So, yeah, I'm happy for them. They're 50th?
Is that 50th,
yes. Yeah, 50th, yeah. So all I can tell you is Mary Kay's a wonder to work with. If you need some, I thought I was kind of organized, but nobody's as organized as Mary Kay Baker. Yeah. I don't know how she does it.
Oh, she comes by it, honestly, her mother was that way,
really?
Too. Oh, yeah,
okay.
I grew up with them, so
I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, I thought I was a checklist person, and she's emailing me going, do you have this done? Do you have this done? I'm like, you just gave it to me a couple minutes ago. No, she's, I just can't get over how organized, and she keeps things together, and all these people, and I'm like, I want to be like Mary Kay. Don't tell her I said that.
Okay, we won't.
No, they do a great job. I'm very happy for them. They're very good partners.
Yes, you have a lot of good partners.
Yeah, yes, we do.
So 2026, we're getting closer to the midway point. How are things going? What can we do as a community to help you to turn around and help our community?
I think a lot of it, last year was kind of a rough year. We ended up really positive, and I know that money's tight, but in order for us to help people in our community do the great things that they're doing, like our funded agencies and stuff, our campaign is basically for them, you know. So whatever we raise in that campaign helps these agencies do the work that they do in many different facets, you know. So it's just getting the word out, people understanding what United Way does, and if they have the passion for it and you want to help people, this is a great way to do it because, you know, you can trust us with the funds and how we're going to send them out. We have very strict guidelines of how we do things, and we hold them accountable in January. How are you spending those funds? Because, you know, money coming in, we want to be good stewards of that money. But I think that's just, it's really hard to get things. You need money. And be honest with the non-for-profit, they don't have a lot of time to do fundraising. So we're here to help. I know it kind of like sounds like a middleman, but it helps them do what they need to do. I mean, because it takes time and effort and organizing things to do a fundraiser. You could do a fundraiser and it could be a flop and you've just spent a lot of your staff's time and, you know, so you could give financially to United Way and we can make sure those funds get out. You can actually designate those funds and say, I want it to go here, I want it to go there. And, you know, we could do that as well.
And, of course, those funds stay in our community.
That's the kicker right there
is that they stay close to home.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add for us before we let you off the hook today?
You're going to let me off the hook? I thought I was here all day.
Well, you can stay all day if you'd like. It'd be a fun day.
We can just quack around.
Look at that. Love it.
I am going to pay for this for the clear through the end of July, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, before we let you duck out of here today.
I don't have anything. We just really appreciate your guys' partnership. We talk about partnership, and you guys are great partners as well.
And folks can get a hold of you how?
United Way for Clinton County. You could do Facebook or you can call us at 765-654-5517.
Anita Stewart is the director of United Way here in Clinton County. Thank you so much. A couple of things today. 5 o'clock, the Board of Public Works is meeting, and at 7 o'clock, it's the Common Council. Also tonight, Women's Recovery Cafe. That's from 5 o'clock until 6. If you have questions about that, you can contact Healthy Communities of Clinton County. They will direct you. Also at 6 o'clock tonight, Mini 4-H grades K through 2. 6 o'clock, Growing Green Thumbs. You can look forward to that if you have kids in the Mini 4-H. Also, tomorrow, okay, that's all for today, but tomorrow, keep in mind that it is Mayor Muffins with the Mayor. I couldn't think of the name off the top.
Tuesday, Muffins with the Mayor at the park this time.
That's correct. That was the thing. I wanted to let folks know that we're at the summer location. It will be at the park this time. Also, if you are in Burlington, there's a town council meeting tomorrow night. That starts at 7 o'clock. Carroll Consolidated Schools have a board meeting tomorrow night as well. That starts at 6 o'clock. You do need to RSVP by Wednesday if you are interested in the Sparkling Success Leadership Series put on by Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. So that will be coming up Wednesday, May 20th. However, you do have to RSVP by Wednesday of this week. Coming up on Thursday, it's a Main Street Mixer with our friends from Main Street. That's at Arnie's, and that will be from 5:30 until 6:30 with light appetizers provided. Also coming up for the older kids in Clinton County 4-H, coming up on Thursday will be Cattle ID Days, and then you will have Clinton County Sheep and Goat ID Days. That's Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Don't forget about the summer concert series Melissa told us about from Wesley Manor. That's at 2 p.m. on Friday. The Circle Park Bike Race, that's coming up this weekend, Saturday. This is start time 1 o'clock. However, registration starts at 10:30, ages 2 through 12. And those will be broken up into age groups, and they'll have bounce house, music, food, and so on. That's coming up because it's bike month. Yeah. And so that's at Circle Park. There's a Flora Spring Fling Craft Show. That's coming up on Saturday, 9 o'clock until 2. Over 40 vendors. That will take place at 908 East Columbia Street at the Community Center. The Clinton County Democrats are hosting their Big Dem Community Brunch. This is at the Mulberry Park Shelter, 407 Park Street in Mulberry. That's coming up Saturday from 11 o'clock until 2. Big Country Barbecue will be there. It's all paid for by the Clinton County Democrats. We have another Farmers Bank Community Shred Day happening in Michigan Town this time. That will be from 9 o'clock until 11 coming up on Saturday. Do it in Delphi. See, do it in Delphi on Main Market on Market. Market on Market. There we go. Yeah. That's kicks off this weekend. And then they do that every third Saturday of the month from 10 o'clock until 2, May through October. And you can hear that. They're on the Fun Fair and Festival Guide. So there's some reminders that will be airing on the radio. You can just listen to that. And Sunday, again, our friends at St. Matthew are hosting their 50th anniversary of the community preschool. So at the 9:15 service at 1951 Wilshire Drive, they're going to have all kinds of things happening. They've brought back lots of the youth that have gone through the preschool program. I know that because my own son will be an usher that day, so he's looking forward to that. But they're bringing back teachers and kids that went through the program, and so it's going to be a big day Sunday at St. Matthew. So those are some of the things happening in our community. If you have questions about any of those, just watch Clinton Carroll on BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or you're always welcome to give us a call here, 659-3338. Did I miss anything?
Quick reminder that yesterday was the 10th, Mother's Day, and you get a reprieve one more day. You got till like 3 o'clock this afternoon or 4 o'clock, whatever time the office closes, to get
your property taxes.
That's yep. Right. Property taxes are due today, so if you haven't done that, I know.
I think the things that we're talking about sound much more fun.
I know.
Than paying taxes.
But I thank God for Jeff.
Exactly. So, but anyway, get down there and get those taken care of today.
All right. Thank you for listening to Party Line. We appreciate you. WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.
All right, Anita, this one's for you.